morning, you would see trucks lining up from Ohio, from Iowa, from Wisconsin, Wisconsin, Michigan. I mean, this is amazing. Millions of tortillas every day. They are incredibly famous. They are good, and they are good because the workers really, you know, put their best effort to produce these tortillas. And this is family owned. Just one family controls the whole consortium, and they are still, you know, with practices belonging in the 1970s and the 1980s. They only buy a couple new machines every year, but conditions are really awful. This is a sweatshop.
And last year, over 80 of the employees came down with COVID and 5 died. What kind of a health and safety protocols were they using there?
None at all. And we have a couple pretty much criminal behaviors there, where they forbade workers to wear face masks. They told them that no, the workforce was going to feel unstable if they saw anybody wearing a face mask. So they didn't allow anyone to do it for a while, until, of course, you know, diseases spread and people started dying. And then they shut down one of the 5 plants to clean it up. But as we told the workers last year, you know, the machines don't sneeze. This is people to people, person to person contagion. So the workers got up together and imposed, some basic precautions. And then down the line, the company decided to respect social distancing, etc. But this is a crowded space. You know, it's designed for production. It's not designed as any other production space. It's not designed to take care of people's health. It's designed to produce merchandise and get money.
Jorge, can you...
And what about the sexual harassment allegations as well?
Yes, there are several sexual harassment accusations. Workers complain that they have denounced this to management, and what management does is to move the supervisor from one plant to the next one, instead of solving the problem, instead of training their supervisors, instead of raising really good standards.
And Jorge, can you talk about what happened to the workers after they had their rally last week? We just played Irma Gonzalez talking about being pregnant and being locked out of the plant. She couldn't get her medication. What the plans are for tomorrow, for Wednesday?
Yeah, well, we had to call the police, and the police came and opened up the plant to allow the workers to get their personal belongings. And the next day, we went with the workers to report to Human Resources, and Human Resources simply gave up, saying, we will pay you for the hours you lost yesterday in the lockout. So it was a round victory for workers. What the workers are demanding now is the plant, the management, to sit down with them. The management just hired a union buster to go and talk to them about how bad unions are. And what the workers say is, we are not talking about unions. We are talking about decency. We are talking about wages. We are talking about the heat in the workplace. They work at 95 degrees, including their meal time, you know, in the lunchroom, 95 degrees. That's what we want to talk about to management, not to a union busting company.
Jorge Mujico, we want to thank you so much for being with us. Strategic campaigns organizer at Arise Chicago, working closely with the El Milagro workers. And that does it for our show. Democracy Now! Is currently accepting applications for 2 positions, Director of Finance Administration and Human Resources Manager. Learn more and apply at democracynow.org. Democracy Now! Produced with Renee Fels, Mike Burke, Dina Geisler, Messiah Rhodes, Nermeen Sheikh, Maria Tarasena, Tammy Warrenoff, Tarina Nadura, Sam Alkoff, Tamari Astudio, John Hamilton, Robbie Karen, Honey Miss Dude, I'm Amy Goodman with Juan Gonzalez.
Hi, this is Greg Keeler with Blue Rodeo here at 88.3 FM WRCT, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Happy roving cowboy, let me sing my song till they call me home to a land beyond the blue.
Hello there, neighbor. It's health and happiness time with the old lovesick blues boy, Hank Williams, Miss Audrey, and all the drifting cowboys. Yes, a singing sensation of the country. Hank Williams is back again for a little visit and some good news that'll make you mighty glad you tuned in.
I ain't got a dime, just wasting my time. I'm just a happy roving cowboy. Let me sing my song till they call me home to a land beyond the blue.
Yes, neighbors, here's one of the things that makes your radio worthwhile. You're always glad to spend a little money on the juice when this fella comes calling around. It's our old friend, Hank Williams.
Thank you, Grant. Thank you a lot. And welcome, friends and neighbors, to another Health and Happiness Show. We hope you all are good and healthy and happy and feeling good. All the boys and myself, Miss Audrey, Grant Turner, we all here to try to make you happy for the next few minutes. I'd like to start off here with a song that I recorded here not long ago. I think it's one of the prettiest ones I've ever recorded. Boys, if you will, a little tune called The Lost Highway. I'm a rolling stone, all alone and lost, for a life of sin I have paid the cost. When I pass by, all the people say, there goes another boy down the lost highway. Just a deck of cards and a jug of wine, and a woman's lies makes a life like mine. For the day we met, I went astray. I started rolling down that lost highway. Just a lad, nearly 22, neither good nor bad, just a kid like you. And now I'm lost, too late to pray. Lord, I've paid the cost on the lost highway. Now, boys, don't start your rambling around on this road of sin, or you're sorrow-bound. Take my advice, or you curse the day you started rolling down that lost highway. Yes. Friends, right now, here's our good friend again with a message for you, so if you will listen to him just a minute, we'll be right back.
COVID-19 is a severe lung infection. Trust the American Lung Association for science-based public health information, especially for the 36 million Americans who live with lung disease. We have resources to protect your lung health, access expertise from medical professionals, and peer-to-peer support through our online communities. Visit lung.org for daily updates or call 1-800-LUNG-USA.
Well, here we are again. Friends, we got a little song here now that's got an awful lot of good sense in it. Really good one. Ordered myself going to sing it for you. And I think you'll agree with me, it's got an awfully good title. Title of it is, I Want to Live in Love Always.
I want to live in love under the stars above. I want to hold you close to my heart. You gave me hopes anew when I was sad and blue, and nothing's gonna keep us apart. I sang a lonely song until you came along. I'm heading for the bright sunny day, and I'm telling you what this love will do. I wanna live and love always. Pray that lucky day that you came walking right into my life. I'm gonna change my plans, cause I'm a different man. I'm through with all troubles and strife. I used to feel so bad, but now I feel so glad. I'm heading for the bright sunny day, and I'm telling you what this love will do. I wanna live and love always. I wanna live and love under the stars above. I wanna hold you close to my heart. You gave me hopes anew when I was sad and blue, and nothing's gonna keep us apart. I sang a lonely song until you came along. I'm heading for the bright sunny day, and I'm telling you what this love will do. I wanna live and love always.
Yes, sir, there it is. I want to live in love always. Here's our friend again with a message for you. So listen to him, will you?
If you've been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, you have to carefully monitor your health for the rest of your life. And you have an increased risk of developing cardiovascular disease.
Cut. Take two. Action.
You've been diagnosed with a new purpose, to fight for the amazing life you made for yourself. To look that risk of heart disease square in the face and say, no, not me. You've been given a new opportunity to live. Get started at nodiabetesbyheart.org.
Jerry Rivers balled them cabbies down. He didn't get a chance to ball them. He just got to stew them a little bit on that round there. Friends, right now, it's hymn time on the Health and Happiness Show. Gonna ask Miss Audrey and all the boys, our announcer, Grant Turner, we're gonna all gather around the mic here, sing you an old-time shout tune. I know all you folks will enjoy. I hope you will, at least. I know all you folks know the song and like it. Jerry, if you lead us off here, all of us. Little tune called, I'll Have a New Body, I'll Have a New Life.
On that resurrection morning when all dead in Christ shall rise, I'll have a new body. Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life. Won't it be so bright and fair when we meet our loved one there? I'll have a new body. Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life. cold love and pearl. Whether it be in a godless sand, there'll be no more sorrow,
no more pain,
there'll be no more strife. Raised in the likeness of my Savior, ready to live in paradise, I'll have a new body. Pray the Lord, I'll have a new life. When old Gabriel blows his trumpet and we walk the streets of gold, I'll have a new body. Pray the Lord, I'll have a new life. No more pain, worry, sorrow in this wicked world of sin, I'll have a new body. Pray the Lord, I'll have a new life. I'll have a new home of eternal, with the redeeming God the sand, there'll be no more sorrow, no more pain, there'll be no more strife. Raised in the likeness of my Savior, ready to live in paradise, I'll have a new body. Pray the Lord, I'll have a new life. Oh, dear brother, are you living for that day when Christ shall come? I'll have a new body. Pray the Lord, I'll have a new life. Graves all bursting, saints a-shouting, heavenly beauty all around, I'll have a new body. Pray the Lord, I'll have a new life. I'll have a new home of love eternal, with the redeemed God to stand, there'll be no more sorrow,
no more pain, there'll be no more strife.
Raised in the likeness of my Savior, ready to live in paradise, I'll have a new body.
Pray the Lord, I'll have a new life.
Thank you all. Thank you an awful lot, Terry. I'll have a new body. I'll have a new life. Hope all you friends enjoyed that one. Now, folks, we got a boy here that picks an awful lot of guitar, we think. We want you to listen to him for a little spasm here. Bob McNett with his electric guitar and a little tune called Fingers on Fire. And the creeks don't rise, as Hank Williams saying, we'll see you again for long. Until then, Jerry, let's go see you.
Darling, let's turn back the years and go back yesterday. Let's pretend that time has stopped and I didn't go away. We had our love to make us happy. It wasn't meant to bring us tears. Love like ours should never die. So darling, let's turn back the years.
are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Hey, Hot Stuff. This is Barry Paquin-Roberge. When we're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM, it gets us.
We'll be right back. trying to swim. Why pull your nose despite nothing? With a little bit faster dance to what we have to live through. You can dance on the water and not get wet. Oh!
Psycho Alpha Disco Brain of Fire Alpha Doodle. Psycho Alpha Disco Brain of Fire Alpha Doodle. Psycho Alpha Disco Brain of Fire Alpha Doodle.
I'm cold. Thank you. WRCT Pittsburgh. It's Sean Watson. You're listening to A Minute Pause. It is my show. Happens every Tuesday. Playing music for you. I'm going to put it all at WRCT.org. You can check out all of the playlist there and just read you some PSAs to save time. There are over 40 million family caregivers in the U.S., and if you currently care for an older loved one, navigating coronavirus, COVID-19 can be intimidating. AARP can help with tips on how to create a plan for caring for your loved one and how to prepare to care for someone who is high risk. Visit aarp.org/caregiving to access more information about caregiving and coronavirus. That's aarp.org/caregiving. Public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council. Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, located in Millville, 7 days a week, providing new and used records and CDs from metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between. Attic Records has new releases and music of all eras. A family-owned and operated Attic Records pays. They pay for quality used records and CDs with no collection too big or small. You can visit Attic Records today or call them at 412-821-8484 and get the music. Zombo in Your Brain has no business being on the public airwaves. It's Off the Rails Radio, Fridays 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on WRCT Pittsburgh.
You know, this song is about a blind man. I don't mean physically blind, I mean someone that sometimes can't see other things around him that's built in a world of his own.
Executioners.
What up, chilling
on WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Yeah, yeah, right? 88.3.
Check it out, all right?
Word up, real hip hop.
Yeah, thanks, man.
You don't even know it's a hip hop show.
We do everything.
Funky rock, way!
Funky, funky, funky rock. Funky, funky, funky rock, yeah. Funky, funky, funky rock. Funky, funky, funky rock.
Thank you.
Fuck it up, wait.